I pushed it, so it's recording already. Hey, what's up? It's Linus.
And Lucy.
And we're back. We're on hiatus for 2 weeks. Unsure if we should do another podcast or not.
Yeah, because we kind of messed up the first one. Well, I did specifically. Sorry.
It wasn't that messed up. People still listen to it. We're still out there, you know?
Well, I only gave it to one person to listen to it.
Well, I only gave it to one person to listen to. Maybe we should advertise for ourselves. We have, like, 2 people listening to our podcast.
On our Twitter, there's only, like, 1 random person following us.
Yeah, we should.
I don't know who that is, but because I'm following, well, I chose to follow Ellen and Oprah. So
they're going to follow us back and check out our podcast.
I don't know who followed us, but it probably wasn't them.
What's our Twitter name? That way you can shout us out in our own podcast. People can come follow us.
I think we should do that towards the end. We shouldn't, like, push
okay. In the beginning. Maybe we should just do it every 5 minutes and people will follow us.
Okay, well,
over this past week, we both celebrated our birthdays.
When is yours?
Mine is on November 6th.
And mine is November 9th.
So, we did completely different things and didn't even hang out with each other for our birthdays.
Well, you were busy, like, the whole weekend. Like, you were booked or something.
Booked? A restaurant?
So I actually didn't celebrate. I haven't celebrated yet, but...
So, we are taking time now to... do this podcast about birthdays. So everything's gonna be about birthdays. We're gonna be talking about past birthdays, future birthdays, and everything in between. I don't know what's in between that, but
okay.
So we have some random questions that we found online. So I guess we can just go down the list.
For, like, an English class or, like, for teachers. I have no idea. But they're going to be helpful.
I'm going to get really deep.
To kind of try and get the discussion started. I don't know.
So the first question says, do you like birthdays? That's very, like, open. Well,
yeah, I mean, that's, like, an opinion because my dad...
You, like, threw the mic this way... I kept talking, and then brought it back.
Okay. God, I suck at this. Because my dad actually doesn't like birthdays.
I don't know. If it's my birthday, I don't really, like, they're like, oh, what are you going to do for your birthday? And it's like, eat cake. I mean, what else am I supposed to do? Like, I grow a year older. Like, it's not like I'm, like, some celebrity that's going to go to, like, a club or something and have, like, a party.
But I feel like this is different, though, because... we've reached a milestone, and what I wanted to do was go to Vegas. I have no idea why,
because... But you're not even all the... You reached a milestone, but not the milestone to where you can go to Vegas.
Yeah, but I mean, some friends have mentioned that there are, like, 18 and over clubs.
Yeah.
But, so that's what I was, like, more so, like, leaning towards if I did go, but I didn't. And then, so yeah.
So, you didn't go.
Because my birthday was on a Monday, just, you know.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Well, we should plan for our 21st, we can go.
To Vegas?
Yeah. We can ditch college and
go. I've actually never been there before, so.
Ever? Like, well, like, I mean, I've been there, but like.
I've had plans to go, but it just never happened because, like, my parents don't think that there would be anything to do there for me. And then my brother was like, well, there's circus. And then we're trying to convince my parents, but it just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've been, like, a couple times, but, like, there's not much to do for kids. Like, they have like, arcades and stuff, but I don't want to waste my money on that. I mean, what do I get out of playing in an arcade? Winning, like, a little pencil thing? So, I mean, there's not that much that you can do.
But did you like it over there?
Yeah, I mean, my mom's friends live over there, so, like, they let us stay with them, and then, like, they work at, like, places to get free tickets for certain things. So, like, I saw the Blue Man Group when I was over there, and they were, like, with their little percussion things. And then, I also saw something else that was called Recycled Percussion, which was, like, people with, like, pots and pans and, like, torch throwers and stuff. Torch throwers, is that what it's called? Flame throwers? But they were making music. They were, like, what? It was weird as, like, dubstep stuff. I was, like, okay, that's cool, that's cool. So, but yeah, like, if you're not of age, it's like, why even come? I sat in the hotel.
What hotel did you stay at?
I've stayed at
Caesar's Palace? Multiple.
No, I've never stayed there. I only...
Is it expensive?
Ate there once, and legit, it was like a buffet, and I'm like, legit, the only thing on the menu was like salad. It was like, salad buffet, and I was like, oh.
Is there Caesar salad?
Not even down.
That was corny.
Caesar salad.
Yeah, I like Caesar salad. I actually didn't like salad at all, but that's an exception.
I don't like salad at all. So yeah, personally, I don't enjoy birthdays. I mean, birthdays just make you, like, realize that you're getting older. And right now, all I've done with my life was graduate high school. I mean, I'm not, like, a Kardashian that's, like, on the runway doing stuff or, like, making clothes. I mean, I have my music that I'm trying to get out there, but, I mean, it's not like I'm super popular. It's, like, all these people that are younger than me are, like, making more...
Maddie.
More with themselves. And it's, like, oh, I'm 18 now. What am I going to do with my life?
Yeah, like, I was reflecting, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be 18, and I haven't done anything with my life. Like, look at all these celebrities and all these people that have done something, and I kind of haven't, so it's kind of sad.
We still have the rest of our lives. But, I mean, yeah, that's how I feel. Like, next year, it's like, oh, I'm going to be 19. Yay, still haven't done anything with my life, but keep the birthdays coming. So, the next question is, what's the best and worst birthday you've ever had?
I don't think I've had a worst birthday yet. They're all kind of the same, boring type. The best would be, one time I thought my mom forgot my birthday, and then when I got home, she actually had, like, a surprise type of birthday party. And our neighbors, like, came, and they sang, and then it was, like, and then some people from school were there, too, so. This was in middle school. So I was celebrating in my uniform, which was pretty sad.
You didn't change.
Yeah. I still had my hair curled, though, so I do remember that. And then I had, like, one of those, like, you know how we had to wear, like, either blue collared shirts or white?
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, a turquoise because it was, like, different.
The light blue?
I was, like... No, it wasn't light blue. It was actually, like, turquoise. And then one time Ms. Manjala was, like, is that even uniform? And she was trying to get me in trouble for it.
Dress and then, code.
Yeah. And then I guess, like, the bell rang or something, and I was, like, I'm out. I was, like,
just left. Same. I don't think I've had a bad birthday. I mean, can someone possibly have a bad birthday? I don't know, like, it's like your day technically, so I mean, how can that be bad?
Unless, oh, like, wait, are we talking about, like, the day of, or like the way you celebrate it? Because, like, because I mean, then my birthday, the worst birthday would be like yesterday, because I had to spend all day at school. And I'm not gonna celebrate until like Wednesday.
I don't know. That's a very good point. Because, I mean, yeah, there's days, like, if my birthday's on, like, a Wednesday and I have school that day, then we'll just, like, have cake. And then, like, we won't celebrate it until, like, Saturday or Sunday. But then, like, this year just so happened to land on a Friday, so we had, like, cake and pizza, and people came over, and we played Just Dance, and then on Saturday...
That just reminded me of Chuck E. Cheese.
My parents actually wanted me to go to Chuck E. Cheese. They were like, we should go to Chuck E. Cheese. And I was like, I don't know about that. I mean, I got coins, so I should.
Oh, what's your favorite type of Cakes.
Favorite type of cake? Chocolate. Chocolate with, like, the chocolate fudge inside. Like, basically, it's just, like, chocolate and chocolate and chocolate and chocolate.
I can't. That's too much for me. I like vanilla buttercream and, like, strawberries. And then, yeah. Or, like, the regular strawberry cake. Like, the pink one. The pink bread type. I don't know.
I don't like fruit in my cake. Like, literally, my parents
were, strawberries
like,
are different. Like,
my parents are like, what kind of cake do you want? And I was like, I have two things that I want. I want it to be chocolate, and I don't want it to have fruit at all. And that was my requirements for my cake this year. And they came through, and they got me chocolate without any fruit at all. But then it was like, I don't know where they got it from, because it was like frozen. Like, there was frosting, and the frosting in between was like hard as rock. And I was like, thanks a lot. Yeah, the frosting was hard. I didn't want to eat it. I gotta let it defrost first. So the next question says, do you know how people celebrate birthdays in other countries? What does that even mean? I'm reading these questions for the first time ever, and what does this even mean?
I don't know.
Like, different countries don't have cake? They don't, like, have party hats on? I know Mormons. Mormons don't do anything at all. I think, isn't it Mormons? They don't celebrate any holiday, and they don't celebrate birthdays either.
That's weird.
So it's like you're born and then that's it. Like nobody cares about that. Yeah. You just like grow older and no one knows.
Oh, you're 18? I don't care.
So.
You're my son. I'm not going to celebrate anything.
But besides that, doesn't everyone celebrate their birthday?
I mean, for birthday, like, I know in different like cultures, like, they celebrate differently depending on the age or like a milestone, like if you become a man in like some weird tribe, I don't want to say weird, but like to our standards as Americans, and
unusual.
Like, you know, they have like ceremonies for them. I don't know. I probably saw like a documentary like on YouTube or something, and then it was like this tribe would like throw like kids off of a like a tower with like just a rope. I don't know. Just like push them off. And then whoever lived and was a man. So.
And whoever didn't live just like passed on their birthday to like the day they came into this world.
I don't know if it was. It was like, I don't know if it was for their birthdays, but it was like to induct them like as men. Like the higher you went, like the more manlier you were. I don't know. Something like that.
I would not pass that test at all. So not much to say about that question, because I think everyone at least celebrates their birthday somehow. I mean, maybe not cake. What's the best birthday present you've ever been given?
I don't remember all the gifts I've ever received, but actually, my friend wrote an essay about this recently, and I kind of commented on it because we were doing like a peer review or whatever, and I said that I can't remember like all my gifts like off the top of my head, but like obviously like if I have it with me, and then you ask about it, like I'll like remember like how I felt when I had it and like who gave it to me and stuff like that, so. I don't know. But what I do like to get on my birthday are, like, gift cards. Yeah, because it's, like, people had to think about what they wrote.
Yeah, same.
And that's, like, you know, yeah.
For Christmas last year, not birthdays, but for Christmas last year, I was, like, I'm going to buy people gift cards. And my friend was, like, just give them money. And I was, like, no, because gift cards, it's, like, you have to know what they like where they like to shop, you know? Like, you won't buy someone like, oh, here's a Home Depot gift card for your birthday. No, because, like, they're not going to enjoy shopping at Home Depot unless it's, like, a really manly person who wants to buy wood or something or paint. But, like, for
wait, gift cards? Like, as in, okay, no.
Gift what cards, I meant, like, little gift cards with money on it. Like, to, like, Forever 21 or like
no, something. No. That's not what I meant. I meant, like, a handwritten, like, note.
So just a card.
Just a card, yeah. Well, you gift it, so it's a gift card. That's what I don't know what was going on.
I see gift cards as a little tiny thing that have money on it. Okay. You can reload.
Yeah, you confused me. But just like a simple card with like something small. It doesn't have to be big because like, I don't know. It's just when you take your time to like actually write something about that person, it's very like meaningful. But yeah, gift cards as well. Yeah.
Both together. Put the gift card inside of the regular card. Okay. Yeah. No? Is that not what people do? Yeah, I agree with you, I think, to what you were saying. How, like, you can't really think of, like, what your best gift was, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, well,
we're both in this conversation, right?
I'm restating it, making sure I understood it entirely. Yeah, I mean, like, if you ask me, like, oh, what's your favorite birthday gift that you ever received? But, like, I don't remember that far back, you know? I can barely remember what I ate last night for dinner. But, yeah, if I have it and someone's like, oh, where did you get that? And I'm like, oh, I got it for my birthday, like, 2 years ago. Then I'll go into, like, this whole backstory about it. But, yeah. Next question.
What number are we on?
I think 5. What present would you like for your next birthday? You kind of already said that. You said you'd like someone to write you a really personal love letter and put it in your locker.
That's... Lockers? We're yeah, in college locker. Now. We don't
slip
have
it in
colors.
Your locker. Secret
lockers,
admirer.
Lockers. What the... I was about to say collars.
Okay. Do you think everyone should have a... holiday from... That was really weird. I just made, like, the weirdest noise when I said holiday. Do you think everyone should have a holiday from school or work on their birthday? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Personally, I think yes. Last year, I had to work on my birthday. It was on a Thursday and I had to work. And I was so bored and sad. And I think I actually had to dress up as the rat and dance around. And I was like, it's my birthday, not your birthday. Why are we celebrating birthday? Chill.
Bitter. Yeah, so my birthday was yesterday, Monday, and I was stuck there at school, and I was just like, can I just go home? And, like, and then plus I also had a quiz in the morning, which was probably horrible, and honestly, I actually did think about, like, telling my professor, like, can I retake it, because it's my birthday today?
But... my birthday present? I would want to stay home because, obviously, I mean, no one wants to do anything on their birthday. But, well, not like that. But what I dislike so much is, like, when you're at like, school or work, and then someone's like, oh, happy birthday. And then, like, everyone around you hears, and they're like, oh, it's your birthday? Happy birthday. And it's like, I don't even know you. You didn't even know it was my birthday. Like, you need to take a chill pill and, like, calm down. And then, like, everyone's saying happy birthday, and the whole class is singing happy birthday
Remember?
To you.
Oh, my God.
And it's like... you don't even know me.
Remember when I would tell, when one time I told Miss Comacho to sing happy yes. birthday to you, and it wasn't even your birthday.
It was like a week after my birthday already, and she's
no, but
it
I kept
me.
Doing it. I kept telling, like, it was like probably March or like some random ass like month.
Told her again, and she did it.
Yeah,
I remember
don't
that.
You remember?
I remember that she did it once, but I don't remember any other time. And then I got back at you and said it was your birthday.
Yeah, right. And it wasn't my birthday either.
Yeah. So, couldn't you just look that up into the computer and see that it wasn't even her birthday?
No, but then that's probably why she also made that chart and like put it on her board,
so she can see. That way, like, she would know
birthdays. And then she would like celebrate her half birthday. I was
yeah, what does that even mean?
I was like, okay.
My half birthday is in May, so do I get like a cake and everything for that?
So, I mean, I don't know what's up with that, but.
Okay, this next question looks really weird. I'm not sure.
In English.
People with those.
Wish who, those whose
oh, wish.
Birthday.
Ooh, boy.
Did you forget how to read?
It said English, so. In English, people wish those whose birthday it is many happy returns. What do you think this means?
I've never heard that phrase before. Yeah, so, well, that doesn't returns. Even make sense. That doesn't make sense to me. So, we'll just
skip like
that.
Like, you buy something and then you want to return it? So
many happy returns.
Skip.
I don't know.
What do you do on people's birthdays in your country that you think doesn't happen in other countries? I hate how they're referring to countries, like... I mean, there's not really any other way to put it, but I mean, it just sounds so weird, like, your country opposed to other countries. I don't know, it just sounds weird to me.
But then that also makes us, like, very, like, ignorant and self-centered as a country, because we're going to be like, America! We don't know what happens outside here, because America's the best country in the world. Well, I feel like that's
And then our podcast gets listened to by people that aren't even Americans.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I mean. Like, these questions are trying to turn our country against other countries.
It's not even birthday questions.
Well, I don't know. But I do know. Quinceañeras. That's from another country.
I've only been
there. And then Sweet 16 they do here in the United States. So that's, there you go.
Bar Mitzvah. What's that?
Isn't that for another religion? Yeah.
Isn't that if you're Jewish?
Yeah. I was about to ask where do Jews come from, but where like it originated.
I think a birthday is a birthday. Like, I mean, you're born on that day, so technically it's your birthday. So even if people don't celebrate it, it's still your birthday. You know what I mean?
But that's not what it's asking.
It's asking, do you do what... Blah, 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 blah. What do you do on people's birthdays in your country? The same thing that other people do. Eat cake.
Oh, they probably don't have their whole class sing to them, and you just sit... and stare at nothing.
That's exactly
while they finish.
That's how my birthday was.
They sang to you? Wait, when was your birthday?
I worked on Friday, and then an entire class sang to me. Kids that aren't even in my grade. Next question: do you know of any big events that happened on your birthday? Ever? The Peanuts movie came out on my birthday. That's a pretty big event.
No, and I also didn't even know what celebrities had the same birthday as me, so...
So maybe we should look it up right now.
I'm, like, oblivious. Yeah, I did. I, like... Because I...
Looked up what happened? What events happened? Or what people?
Well, I looked up what people. But what events? I'll check.
What events happened on November... Whatever. Don't put the year, though. Just put the date.
We already said we're 18.
Well, yeah, but there's not going to be, like, thousands of events that happened on 2015.
I thought you meant, like, because people are going to know our birthdays and, like, steal our social security and, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Our social security.
Because, like, last time I gave away where we...
Yeah.
Where we at.
I had to edit that out. Historical events on... November 6th.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, like, who shares the same... Wait, are you a Scorpio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I am too, and Victoria, like, texted me, oh my god, you and Drake are, like, the same sign, and you're my favorite Scorpio, and this and that, and I was like, what, Drake? Okay. Did you find anything?
Events that happened? Yeah, but they're like all events that I don't even know.
Yeah, like this...
Treaty of Wallingford signed between King Stephen and the Empress Maud A. Zealand hit by heavy storm. How great, that happened on my birthday.
No,
maybe a little bit closer to now. Gandhi arrested for leading Indian miners march in South Africa.
Okay, this is giving me a whole timeline from the year 694.
What?
To the year... Oh, I'm scrolling to 2015. So, 2015, San Diego's SeaWorld announces it will overhaul its killer whale show after controversy over the whale's treatment. And actually, my professor did mention that, and I just remembered. I just remembered.
Mine goes all the way to 2013, and it says, 15 people are killed after suicide bombing in Iraq. How joyous. That was my birthday in 2013. Yeah. In 2012, it says Barack Obama was reelected as president. That's joyous, too. All I see is death. 8 people are killed and 50 are injured. What the heck? 5 people are shot. My birthday is not a good day.
Well, yeah, I mean, I also have the plane crash and killing 6 people, and then
12 people are killed in the fire.
And then 12 people are killed and 62 injured after a train carrying liquid fuel burst into flames in Burma.
So basically, we celebrate our birthdays on days that people die.
I also have suicide bombers, you know, suicide terrorist attack in Saudi Arabia because 17 people. Oh, 2004, video game Halo 2, a first-person shooter, first released on Xbox in Bungie Studios.
Oh, dang, you share a birthday with Halo. Oh my god.
Yes.
Gamer AF. Okay, well, maybe we should move on to the next question, because this question got me real mad. Everybody dying on my birthday. It's not even cool.
I mean, doesn't everybody die on every single day? I mean, every single day?
Yeah, oh, but...
Wait, that didn't make sense.
People die every day, right?
I know, but I said everybody dies on every single day.
That yeah, but consecutively, it was like 7 killed, 30 injured. Okay, that don't happen every day.
Next question.
Do you know... Oh, no, I already asked that.
Wait, you didn't say what celebrity has the same birthday as you.
Alright, I'll do that before we go to the next question.
Did you write it down? Do you know?
No, I have it right here. Emma Stone, my bae, shares my birthday. Lamar Odom.
Is he still in the hospital?
I don't know.
Sylvia said that he, like, woke up, and then he went back to sleep.
And then went back into a coma?
Or, yeah.
Ethan Hawke. That one dude from The Purge, and that one movie where that guy commits suicide because he can't be in plays. Dead Poet Society. That's what it's called, right?
Wait, who?
Ethan Hawke.
Oh, okay.
He like throws up in the snow, and then Ms. Mikas was like, there's so much metaphors for this. Chill, girl, chill. He threw up.
Well, for me, French Montana. Happy birthday, French. He probably tried to hit up Chloe, like, hey, let's turn up.
You have somebody that was with Kardashian, and I have somebody that was with a Kardashian.
Who?
Lamar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so weird.
Dang. Obviously, we're Kardashian bound.
What the? Does this mean that we're gonna be invited to, like, every event now?
Yeah. We share the same birthday.
Also, Jerry Perp Drink from Vine. He's really funny. I follow him on Vine. What? You're on Vine 24/7, so
I know. Personally, I don't think he's funny.
He's funny.
I mean, it's like okay. Like, I think, like, a couple Vines.
I don't know. I haven't been on Vine for a while, but like when it first kind of like started.
Yeah, he's like one of the first people.
He was like, he's really funny.
Then like more people came out. He's like, yeah. Isn't that one cigarette commercial?
I was gonna say, you know how we were talking about Las Vegas and all that stuff? I was gonna say that I have like a favorite YouTuber, and she's from there. And like, she has like a video where she talks about how she got kicked out like of a hotel when she was like 16, because like, you know how now they have like those parties that they post like on Twitter.
For what, like certain rooms?
No, like just like in general, like, oh, like DM me for the Addy.
Oh, and yeah.
Stuff like that. Well, like, they did the same thing, like, for hotels. And then,
DM me for the room number? The floor?
Yeah, something like that. And then she also made another video where, like, a Viner, like, sent her all these, like to send her nudes and, like, you know what I mean? And, like, she, like, put him on blast, and now, like, there's, like, this whole drama. But you should, yeah, you should, like, go check out her videos.
The point She's of so this chill. Was to shout out another person.
Yeah. well, because, yeah, the whole mind thing, but... And then Chris Jericho, he's, like, a wrestler. Do you know? No? No. Okay.
I think I shared a birthday with him.
Luster Lux, she's a makeup artist on YouTube.
This guy from one of the bands that I like.
Haji
One
Beats?
Of the Disney Channel bands.
Oh my gosh. From Odd Future. Right? Yes. Okay.
What?
Why did I say right if I knew? I don't know. That's like all the people I know. There's like... There's more people, but... Yep, that's it.
So, do you think birthdays have become too commercial?
That's what my dad says.
What? Too mainstream? Can't have birthdays anymore?
No, it's like all like business, like...
Like, oh, it's your birthday, buy stuff, like that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's his birthday, so now you have to buy him a card, and balloons, and it's all these things, and all these stores advertise for it. Right? Is that what you're trying to say? I think that's what you're trying to say. All right, next question.
All right.
I don't know these questions.
Thanks
are
for
kind of
talking
like...
for me. I didn't know my mouth was on your face.
These questions are like confusing, and I don't really understand them. Just because I'm a college student doesn't mean I know everything. God. All right, time for the B section of the questions.
We're how do going you usually, through these like pretty quick.
How do you usually celebrate your birthday? Cake. That's it. Honestly, these questions are so repetitive. We need new questions.
Well, obviously, student A is going to have the same idea as student B, so... I mean, who are we trying to kid?
What do you do on your birthday... What did you do on your birthday last year? I had, like, a... What?
No, just...
I'm going into my story.
Okay.
You've been telling stories. It's my turn.
Okay.
Gather around, everybody. We had like a little dinner, and my grandma made like these cutlet things.
With... I'm 18. I can have a tattoo. Oh,
but
you were saying
before I continue, I barely realized that now that I'm 18, I can purchase scratchers and gamble.
Oh yeah,
but we can't gamble at casinos. But I think we can play bingo now, or we can gamble. on Indian reservation, so I think like Pechanga, isn't that right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Pechanga and like Morongo and stuff.
Isn't that far?
No, I think it's like a
in Rancho?
An hour, like about an hour.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Yeah, we can go there and we can gamble because it's Indian reservation, whatever that means. It means that you can do it at a younger age. All right. Back to my story. You look so bored, and you're moving the microphone so much.
It's not hitting against anything.
But you're still moving it like this.
Okay, move it. What? See, you can't hear anything, can you?
Back to my story. We just had like a little dinner with cutlets and mashed potatoes, and we had cake, and my close family came, and my friend. So, that was my birthday last year, and I had, well, on the day, I had to go to work, but then on the Sunday after, we had that. So, what did you do for your birthday last year?
Last year, I don't think I did anything on the day of. Yeah, because my dad works on the weekends, so I'm assuming my birthday was on a Sunday, because this year it fell on a Monday. And I think the day off he, oh, and then Tuesday was the day, it was Veterans Day, because Wednesday is Veterans Day this year. Mm-hmm. So then on that day I had practice, and I totally skipped it. I was like, hell no, because that was the day my dad, would be able to take me to the Getty Museum. Yeah, I went to the Getty. I was, like, really wanting to go. I totally forgot why, but, like, I wanted to go to the Getty this year, but the one in Malibu. But I actually, like, I'm going to the observatory instead, because I also get 10 points extra credit for my bio 110 lab, so I'd rather just, you know.
I think I remember you telling me that you went there to the Getty.
Yeah, it was really fun. We went to Chinatown and, like, ate some pretty good food.
I've never been to, like, museums that I can remember. I've been to, like, the Wax Museum when we went to Hollywood. But, like, besides that, I remember going to museums.
I love museums.
In middle school, like fourth and fifth grade. But I don't remember, like, what it was on or, like, what I saw. So I would definitely want to go back and re-enjoy that.
I think that's part of the reason why I wanted to go. Because I remember I did enjoy it, so then I wanted to enjoy it again. But, yeah, it was pretty fun. I really wanted to go to that, like, fancy restaurant that they have, but it closes at 12. And I was like, okay, no.
What? It's a lunch.
We went early, but it was just like, nah. And then we did walk nearby, and then it was, like, full. Because you also have to do, like, reservations and all that stuff. It's hectic just to get in there, but, yeah. So, this year, we're gonna go to the observatory. I can also go to the Science Center to get extra credit. But I've already been there, so I'd rather go somewhere I haven't been.
The observatory is free, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That's yeah, I think last time I went, and then, like, we just walked in, and it was pretty cool.
Cool.
So, do your family and friends always remember your birthday?
I don't think my dad said happy birthday to me once yesterday. I don't think he even remembered because it was probably too early in the morning because I have to wake up early to get to school. My mom did. She hugged me all weird. I was like, okay, thanks.
All weird?
Yeah, I was like, I'm an adult now, I guess. So.
Yeah, I mean, my family remembered, and some of my friends, but I mean, I don't trip. Like people are like, oh my god, I didn't even know it was your birthday, sorry I didn't remember. And in my head, I'm like, I never remember anyone's birthday. Like, the only reason I remember yours is because it's like 3 days after mine. And, like, I only remember Jasmine's because it's in the summer, and she's always talking about having a pool party that day. Besides that, I can't, like, remember anybody's birthday. I'll be like, I know, oh, hey, it'll be, like, already nighttime, and I'll be like, oh, hey, it was your birthday. Happy birthday. And it's like,
I know, I'm the same way. Like, I feel bad because I'm close to you, like, I will, like, save your birthday. Well, actually, I have, like, a lot of people's birthdays saved, like, on, like, with their contacts. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, most of the time, like, I won't put in too much effort to try and remember it and, like, send you a text, like, at midnight. Like, I'll do that to, like, really close friends. It's, like, two or three people, but that's,
I
like,
know. My friends used to do that, and I'll be like, I'm sleeping. I would, like, see it at, like, 7 in the morning when I wake up for school. They sent it. It's, like, 7 hours ago, and I'm like,
yeah, I only do it if it's, like, on a weekend, but not,
yeah, like, or, like, if it's on during the summer.
Or if I'm, like, up conveniently, I'll do it.
I just wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember a lot of people's birthdays, and, like, people are like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't remember your birthday.
Or, like,
and it's like,
some, like, friends. Don't trip. Like, not, like, close friends, but, like, some actual friends that I do talk to, like, but I haven't really been able to, like, ask when their birthday is. Like, I'll see on Twitter, or, like, I'll see on Facebook, or Instagram.
Yeah, and it's, like,
then I'll say it.
I can barely remember my friends' birthdays, and I don't know how people remember, like, celebrities' birthdays. Like, they don't even see them, like, every day. They're like, oh, it's Adam Levine's birthday today. Or it's, like, it's Beyonce's birthday today. I'm like, that's happening? Yeah, like, I can barely remember my family and friends' birthdays, and you guys are over here remembering people who you don't even see every day.
Yeah, when they give, like, random shout outs, like, oh my gosh, happy birthday to one of the best, blah blah blah, blah, like, and it's like a famous person, just like, dude, get a life. Are you serious? Like, or like that, or I'll like the post will make me feel bad because I'll probably also be, like, a fan of the same, like, celebrity. And yeah. I'll be like, well, thanks for letting me feel bad for not knowing that.
Like, maybe you shouldn't have posted it.
Like, I probably should have, like, Wikipedia'd his page or their page better.
Just save everyone's birthday in your phone. That's the...
I don't think my phone has enough memory anyways.
What are the milestone birthdays in your country? 18. 21. 16. 16? Oh, yeah. 50. 15 and 16. 50? Did you say 50? 100. That's a milestone.
Yeah. Oh, no, 30. People, a lot of people hate being 30. 30 and
20. 20s. It's my 20. Oh, wait, 21. Well, I mean, I guess it's the same thing. My aunt said that.
I just did a dance move right there. Have you seen that dance move?
No.
You didn't even bless me. Bless me and thank you.
Bless you. Well, you threw dance moves around. I don't know. I'm supposed to bless you. You were dancing. My aunt said that a milestone is when you are turning the age that your birthday lands on. The day that your birthday lands on, you're turning that age. So, my birthday is November 6th. So, one of my milestones would have been when I turned 6. So, I turned 6 on November 6th. So, yours would have been turning nine on November 9th. And then, my brother just turned 14 on September 14th. But, like, my middle brother, his birthday is not till the 29th. And I was like, wow. So, you get to, like, celebrate 29th on the 29th.
That's actually pretty interesting, now that I think about it.
But we were too young to even know about that. When I turned 6, I didn't know. Oh my, I'm turning 6 on the 6th. Whoa, 666.
I feel crazy. Like my birthday. I feel like my life was like a lot more cooler when I was a kid than now. Anyways.
Do you think old people like birthdays?
No. Probably not. They're probably, like, over it.
Me. Like I said, I mean, like, I don't like birthdays because, like, you're realizing you're getting older, you haven't done anything with your life. Now that you're an old person, like, what, 85, and you're turning older, maybe, yeah, sure, you did something, but now you can't, and you're just, like, chilling. Maybe they like it, because maybe they're like, oh, I'm going to celebrate it with my grandchildren, you know? Maybe that's cool. I would probably want that if I was an old person. But personally, if I was turning, like, 96, I would probably not enjoy it. I'd be happy that I made it to 96, but I would probably be like, all right.
I would be scared.
Give me cake in
there. Because, I mean, 96, wouldn't I, like, die anytime now? I mean, not to be, like,
maybe you're a healthy morbid, 96. But
it's scary to think about.
I don't know. I mean, personally, I don't really enjoy birthdays, so if I was turning 96, I would probably enjoy it less than I do now.
Have you seen, like, that video of, like, this old woman? I think she was, like, around her 90s, and she just, like, drank, like, a whole bottle of, like, vodka or something. It was, I don't know, lit. It was lit.
Lit?
Yeah.
Just turn 90, gets to turn up.
What question are we on?
Do you think you were born at a good time of the year? I don't know. I mean, I would like to be born in the summer. Then I would be, like, off of school. I'd be just chilling. Go to the pool. Go to the beach. Yeah. Have a beach party. But then, like, right here in November, it's, like, close to December. So it's like, oh, I got birthday gifts and Christmas gifts. But it's kind of like, I mean, on Friday I didn't get anything but money. So, I mean, it's not like I got, like, a dog. Isn't that weird that, like, everyone wants a dog for Christmas? Like, when you're, like, 5 years old, you're like,
oh, like, can I get a puppy?
Yeah, can I have a puppy? And, like, how's that even possible?
Well, I've never wanted a puppy in a box. Well, for Christmas.
For your birthday?
I just want a dog any time of the year. But for me, I think November's, like a good time. I don't think my mom would agree, though, because she said it was, like, really cold when I was born, so she was, like, scared I was going to die or something. I don't know. And then, like, I feel like a lot of people skip, like, you know how they start decorating after Halloween, like, just for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of, like, skip November. They're, like, over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you don't like being born in November?
I mean, it's, like, 50-50.
Like I said, personally, I'd like the summer. I'd have a beach party. Go turn up, you know. Do you sing the song Happy Birthday in your country? Again, with these country-secluded questions.
Well, I don't think they sing that in other countries.
They sing Feliz Cumpleaños.
That's Latin countries.
Well, to but confirm, I don't think, yes, we sing Happy Birthday in our
like
country.
Like in Germany or in like Australia. So no, ha- I think...
Yeah, do they say Australia. Happy Birthday? Is that like a phrase that they use? Do they like sing it into their thing? Or are they just like...
I don't know. They have like day. A lot of lingo. So probably not.
Okay. Next question, because we didn't have much to say about that. Would you like to live to celebrate your 100th birthday? We were just talking about this. I don't know. I mean, that would be crazy. Like, breaking the world record of how long you can live.
Isn't the world record, like, more than that? Like, 105 or 101?
But still, you'll be, like, up there, like, almost eligible. Like, getting closer and closer. But that'd be crazy. Like, most people don't even live past their 60s, right?
A lot of people live past their 60s.
Okay, then what?
When... I mean, I feel like there's a lot more 90-year-olds, like, chilling.
Chilling?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not, like, probably, like a century ago. Or, yeah, because, like,
years.
I know, like, do you know the history of your school? Or, like, your college?
No.
Or, like, the people who founded it or whatever? Okay, well, like, the Kellogg guy, like, the cereal guy, he founded, like, Cal Poly, and you can, like, tour his, like, mansion up on the hills.
Tour his mansion?
And, yeah, and,
you
like...
You just said your college, by the way. Now we're gonna come and get you.
Oh. Actually, there's, like, 20,000 people there, so good luck. Good luck.
Leave me looking for Lucy.
But anyways, so, one of the, I don't know, advisors was talking about how like you can see Kellogg's bed and like it's really small because people back then were like really really short, and I was like what? Mm-hmm. And then I guess yeah the life expectancy was also probably like pretty low, like 30s.
I don't know, I feel like living to be 100 would be cool, but then like
oh, yeah, what was the question?
If you'd want to celebrate your 100th birthday. I think that would be cool, but then, like, all your friends, like, possibly could be gone. Like, you'd
yeah,
be, like, the last
that sad?
One. Like, oh, my clique of six people, now it's just me. I had to watch them all die, like, pass
that's
on. That would
sad.
Be crazy. Then, like, what would you just be chilling at home?
You'd just be alone, and hopefully you
I mean, you still have your family.
Enough money to live that long.
True. Because, I mean...
Social Security would probably be like, can you die now?
But yeah, that would be crazy. Celebrate. Like, imagine, like, instead of two numbers on the cake, there's three.
That'd That's a bonus.
That would be something. What happy memories do you have of your birthday parties?
Well, I already mentioned mine. Like, that surprise. Have you had, like, any surprise parties?
Surprise parties?
Yeah.
No. I've had, like, birthday parties at my old grandma's house. And we had, like, piñatas and stuff. But, it, like, we would combine, like, my brother's birthday and mine. Because we were both born in November. So we do, like, a birthday in the middle of the month. But, I just remember having them, like, at Chuck E. Cheese all the time. Honestly, everything goes back to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my, is that what you
like,
decided
I
would, to
I
work there?
I have pictures of me with, like, a Chuck E. Cheese crown on. And, like, pictures of me with Chuck E. on my birthday and stuff. So it's just, like, it all comes back to Chuck E. Cheese. That's, like, the only time that I ever had a party. I mean, I had the 13th party here. I don't know if you came. It's like an 80s
oh,
theme
yeah.
gun. Yeah.
And like nobody.
Nobody what?
Dressed 80s.
Yeah, nobody dressed 80s. There was like a lot of people. There was like, I didn't even know Precious at the time and she came.
Precious was there?
Yeah, with Andrew. They were
what?
There like the whole time, yeah. I knew Andrew back then, but I didn't know Precious. And then I guess Andrew brought Precious. But people that I didn't know were there, like, people that I didn't even invite, like Christian Sermon.
Oh, I know. I think they were there because, aren't you, who was her cousin?
Ruben?
Yeah, he probably brought them.
No, because he wasn't even living around here at the time. He had to be brought by his dad because he was living, like, far away, like an hour away. So that's right. It was like I was giving invitations to people, and then the invitations were being given to other people. And then, like, a bunch of people came, and I was like, I told my mom 30 people, and it was, like, 60, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
I don't know. I faintly remember. I don't know. I've never had, like, a birthday party at a specific place, like, at Disneyland. I know you went to Disneyland. Or, like, Chuck E. Cheese or something.
I've always, like, my parents are always like, oh, where do you want to go for your birthday this year? And it's like, I don't know. Can I just have cake? I mean, this year was cool because I went to Disneyland. But, I mean, last year we didn't go anywhere. So.
How was Disneyland?
Good. I ate at a buffet and saw the characters.
They have a buffet?
It was in Downtown Disney. Oh. But they have one in Disneyland, too. It's like a ranch buffet with, like, chicken and ribs and sausages. I've had that one too, if you're wondering.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool. I saw all the characters and ate a bunch of pizza and chicken and sliced ham.
And very Thanksgiving-like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And rode rides. And got turned.
Did you go on the Indiana Jones?
No. I haven't. Last two times that I went, I haven't gone on, like, a lot of rides. Last time I went, I got on 2 rides, and then when I went for my birthday, I got on, like, maybe 5. So I didn't even do much. I probably ate more than I rode rides, to be honest. Which, I mean, I don't mind. Yeah, I like eating. Better. So this is the last question, so unless we think of something else or steer our topic away from birthdays, our podcast is going to be coming to an end.
Yeah, that's a pretty good end. What's the last question?
What is a birthday suit and why is it called?
Oh, so? My gosh. Do you know what a birthday suit is?
Very steamy question. Yeah. It's just your skin, right? Just like you're naked. Yeah,
that's your birthday suit.
Yeah, that's what you came out wearing. That's how I see it. You came into this world wearing
and, like,
your skin. So that's
nude colors are, like, in. So
that's what a birthday suit is. And why is it called a birthday suit?
Because you were born that way.
Yeah. That's the suit that you wore when you were born. All right, that's the end of our podcast.
That's a pretty good ending. Yeah, all right. So, are you going to shout out to Twitter?
I don't know.
It's not, like, official, though. I still have to change the
Well, the name. If we shout it out, then we make it official. Just shout it out.
So do you want to just...
Yeah, just leave it like that.
No, like, I'll change it, but... Because I'm pretty sure nobody has the same at name.
As that?
Yeah, so just shout out the right one, and then I'll, like, change it.
All right. Check us out, whoever's listening. We have 2 people listening.
Officially.
Check us out on Twitter at Linus and Lucy, right?
With
V's. All the U's are changed with V's. So it's
because we're cool like that. We're different.
At LINVSANDLVCY. Hopefully I said that right. If I didn't say that right, then I'm going to leave it in.
I'm trying to spell it in my head, but yeah, I think you said it right.
All right, so check us out on Twitter.
Hope you guys enjoyed
Tweet us podcast. Screenshots of our podcast or something. Tell us your
screenshots?
Favorite part.
Oh.
Yeah, like showing that they're listening to it.
Oh, okay.
Or send us, or tell us what your favorite part was. Or give us ideas for our next one, because our next one we're going to probably be talking about,
like,
Thanksgiving.
Like, free, or, yeah. Just like.
Because, yeah, we probably won't do one next week. Unless you want to. I mean, we can try and do one every week, but that'll be a lot.
No.
We'll run out of topics.
I'm not down.
We'll just save them all for Thanksgiving. Oh, what I was going to do was, what if, like, at the end of every podcast, we, like, suggest a song. Like, you say a song that you like, and I say a song that we like.
That
and,
currently...
Well, I mean, not. I mean, it could be currently, but then it could be not currently. Like, just a song that you like. And then if they want to look it up and check it out and listen, then... And then we could just have, like, our own, like, little Linus and Lucy playlist. Hey, that would be pretty cool.
Oh, we can make, like, a Spotify playlist.
Yeah, yeah, that would be really cool. Right. And then every time we post, we add the new songs that we just shouted out.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Hey, check us out on Spotify.
We're different. We're gonna show you a new world. We're gonna
be very interactive and get you guys to listen to cool music.
Well, actually, can I shout out, like, a random playlist right now?
Sure.
It's, like, I don't know if you guys saw... Like, on the front page of Spotify, but they had, like, a scary stories playlist during, like, Halloween. That was pretty lit. Did you listen to it?
No, I haven't, but I'll have to... Because you sent me the thing.
And it's, like vintage, like...
You, like, does it have, like, sound effects? Does it sound, like, raining and stuff?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So we're, like, talking.
But it's, like, very... It's kind of fuzzy because, like... Have you seen The Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
You know how they kind of talk, like, the old-timey? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like that.
Like, because
I think they're, like... You know how...
old-timey? Is that what you
said? Old-timey. Because you know how they... I'm referencing a time... that time back in the day. But you know how they had... how people would only, like, listen to radio? Like, they had, like, radio voices.
Mm-hmm. Like, the way... Kind of sounds like... staticky radio kind
of... Yeah.
All right, we'll check that out on Spotify. Do you know the name of the playlist?
Scary stories.
All right, check out scary stories. You can
Google it. I mean, that's how I found it.
So I guess we're going to be starting our own Spotify playlist as well. So these are the first two songs that will be on the playlist.
It's not a song. It's actually. How are you gonna put the whole playlist? It's like 150.
No, our songs that we're gonna request.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, this is like a separate. Okay. Okay. So you suggest. I'm just going to be suggesting, like, current songs that I'm, like...
Current songs? Let me go check on my...
Well, not all the time. For today.
Let me check my Spotify playlist.
I actually had to write, like, a...
Ooh, like hopefully it doesn't... Okay. Well, actually, I just popped this... Alright, we had technical difficulties and it got cut off. So I have to say my song again. My song that I'm going to request, put in the Spotify playlist, is Jackie and Wilson by Hozier. You should check it out. It's really modern. It's really good. Makes you want to, like, bob your head. Has really cool guitar riffs and really good percussion. So check it out. We'll add that to our playlist. We need to title our playlist, too. We have to make a really good title for it. We'll put the title on Twitter. You guys make the title. Our two people listening make the title.
All right. Yeah. Okay, well, what I said was it had to be one from Drake from his new album. So either Jumpman or Diamonds Dancing. They're both really
choose
good.
Choose one. You want to just put both of them in
Yeah,
there?
Both.
All right, so... We're gonna have three songs in our Spotify playlist. Well,
how about
playlist.
You choose another one? Because then it's like.
Okay, well, I had another one that I was gonna say.
I've been like shouting out like a whole bunch of different people.
French Montana, podcast. Drake. I was gonna say Marty Bum by Arctic Monkeys. It's like not off their recent album, but off of an older album. That one was on my Spotify playlist that I enjoyed too. So I guess we'll add those four songs. Two hip hop and two alternative, shake it up.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, guess that's it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good ending. Besides right. The whole birthday.
Thank you
suit.
For listening and tuning in, and hopefully you listen when we post our Thanksgiving one. It'll be coming in probably 2 weeks again. We'll do like 2 week grace periods. Post it, let it get some views, something.
Some and listens.
Then 2 weeks, hits. We'll talk about another. Come back and talk again.
Yeah.
So hopefully you tune in for our Thanksgiving one. We'll request more songs. We'll talk about what we are thankful for, what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be eating.
Request, mention.
I don't know. What does it suggest?
Yeah, suggestions.
We'll suggest some songs. We'll talk about turkeys. we will just have a really good conversation.
Or, like, we can probably, like, talk about, like, what's going on in the news. Did you see, like, the alien thing?
Oh, yeah, wasn't it a missile? The light
thing?
It was a missile.
No, that's what they want you to think. Conspiracies.
All right, well.
Okay, well.
I guess we'll be talking about aliens. So, yeah. Our Twitter, Linus and Lucy, with V's instead of U's. We'll put something about our Spotify playlist, or put the link there, and just stay cool. That was so cheesy.
All right, bye bye, guys. You got something you want to say? Yeah, but we appreciate them, even those two people.
We'll come up with names. They're very appreciated. For our fans, we'll come up with names. We're part of the Peanuts gang.
Oh yeah, that's pretty. That's fun.
Peanuts. I feel like we're just off this entire comic script.
Did you end up, like, watching the movie?
No, I didn't, because Jasmine was like, oh, I need to save my money, because she was spending on Christmas gifts already.
Oh, wow.
So, I'll eventually see it soon. If anyone listening to this podcast wants to take me to see the Peanuts movie, I'm available. Hit me up on our Twitter. Alright. Thank you.
Alright, bye-bye.
Tune in later.
This is, like, our second goodbye.
Bye.
Third.
Bye. I'll say bye as many times as I want.
Alright, bye.